From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Belgians honor those killed in Tuesday's terrorist attack. Belgium held a minute of silence for the victims Wednesday. One of the three men who set off the explosions in Brussels is still at large. The two other attackers, both suicide bombers, are dead. One of those two men is believed to have been a bomb maker for last year's Paris attacks. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan says one of the attackers had been detained by Turkey and deported to Europe, where he was released about 8 months ago. Mr. Erdogan said his government warned authorities in Belgium. U.S. President Barack Obama met Wednesday with Argentina's new pro-market president, Mauricio Macri, in a sign of warming relations between the two countries. President Obama arrived early Wednesday in Buenos Aires for a two-day fence-mending visit. The trip coincides with the 40th anniversary of a coup supported by the United States.
On this anniversary and beyond, we are absolutely determined to do our part as Argentina continues to heal and move forward as one nation.
President Obama. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is in Moscow to discuss the situations in Ukraine and Syria with Russian President Vladimir Putin and Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov at the Kremlin. They are also likely to discuss Tuesday's attacks in Brussels. The United Nations and human rights groups are calling on Egypt to stop its crackdown on rights activists. 14 international organizations, including Human Rights Watch and Amnesty International, said Egyptian authorities should stop calling rights activists in for questioning, banning them from travel, and attempting to freeze their personal funds and family assets. Rights groups have repeatedly accused Egypt's security service of carrying out illegal detentions. This is VOA News.